not too bad. We got Jimmy O'Connor's just feeling his thigh and Shelton Martin's calf. And I think that's it, really. I think so. Quite good considering we're in pre-season, and we have tried to make sure that the players didn't get injured so they can get through this slog. I mean, today's session again was really difficult for them, and we've got a game tomorrow. But it's all part of the plan.
How are the goalkeepers?
Sorry, Neil Sullivan didn't train today. He's got a problem with his thighs and his thumb. Gary Wood's trained, so he's all right.
I know that you've been working sort of behind the scenes to get people in. You're still waiting for maybe George Friend to move out. Is it true that he's having a medical at Middlesbrough today?
Yeah, well, actually, it's a bit complicated. It gets more complicated as the days go on because there's a few other clubs come sniffing round, and it's just clouded it, really. So I think something will happen in either today or tomorrow with George. I don't think he'll be staying with us, whatever happens, but you never know in football. You know, he was in here this morning. It's a shame to lose him, really. But, football moves on and you have to try and replace him.
I mean, a lot of people will look at the fact that Sean O'Driscoll's gone to Nottingham Forest and immediately sort of link him with every player who may be leaving Doncaster Rovers. Has he made an inquiry, perhaps, for George?
There has been inquiries, yeah, from not just Forest, but, I think you were right the first time. I think probably if I was going to have a bet, George will probably end up going to Middlesbrough if I was going to have a bet, but you never know. It's up to him. It's entirely George's decision. You know, we've agreed with fee with Middlesbrough, and it's entirely up to him.
Considering it looks like he is going to go now, does that allow you the opportunity to maybe go out and bring somebody in now, or plan ahead to get that done as soon as possible?
Yeah, it does, yeah. And, you know, that's been the problem, really. My hands have been tied together, really, with the budget, so I knew it was going to be a difficult summer. We've got now 3 weeks to go, and ideally you'd like the whole squad in, but we haven't been able to do that, so I have to just keep working away. I've done it before, so I know what we need, and players become available that you don't expect to be available, so it can work both ways. Just a bit like training's difficult at the minute. Obviously, we've only got 10 players out on a training pitch, so we're having to have young lads playing, and they find it hard, especially with the work we're doing, you know, every day. It's like when you're 18 years of age, they find it difficult. So training's been affected. Obviously, working on the back four, with Jimmy being injured today, you know, as you can imagine, I've been out there today with Tommy Spur, and he's probably the only one that's going to end up in the back four. And there's only Tommy out there. The rest is patched up.
Defence the priority then, and are you close to bringing anybody in there? What can you tell the fans at this stage?
Yeah, I've got I'm in the middle of doing three deals. I'm in the middle of it. But they change, you know, by the minute. You think you've got something sorted and all of a sudden nobody's returning your calls and something else is going on. So everybody's sort of kicking into gear now, and you know, if you're going to get a player, you've got to be lucky and you've got to step in straight away and do it as quick as you can, because you know, everybody's looking for strikers and everybody's looking for centre-backs.
Do you think you'll have something in this weekend then?
Well, I'm hoping to try and conclude a couple today, if I can. Whether they'd be ready to play tomorrow, I don't know. But I'm hoping to do a couple of deals today by the close of play. If I can get them done, I think the old squad will feel a bit happy, really, because the lads who are here, you know, they're obviously waiting on me, you know, putting the team together, really. So there's a bit of frustration in the camp, a bit of insecurity, wondering what's going on. But I'm the manager, and I've got to try and put their minds at ease, and we will get the players in, you know, definitely. I've been given the go-ahead to get them in now, so I'm going to be doing that over the next couple of days.
Do you see some light at the end of the tunnel then?
Yeah, but we've lost a lot of players, and you know, a lot of about turns in the last second, so as I said, you know, I'm getting a bit closer to doing a couple of deals today, and hopefully they'll be available to play tomorrow, if not, Tuesday.